بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله نستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال تعالى في القرآن المجيد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: الصيام جند، الصدقة برهان، الصلاة معراج المؤمنين، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Respected elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with iman, and Allah Rabbul Izzat has given us a very easy and simple deed to follow. And Allah Rabbul Izzat has made us ummati of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Rabbul Izzat has made us amongst the best ummats, and He has granted us the ability to follow the best Nabi. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the best kitab. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the best sharia. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has instituted fasting for us with the purpose that we become fearful and we become conscious of His presence. The respected elders, Allama Qurtubi says that all the previous nations, they fasted. But their fasting, some of them had variations. They could partake of certain things, they could leave certain things. Some of them had to fast continuously, some of them had to fast for more than 30 days, and some of them had to fast for less than 30 days. Some of the nations, when they fasted, part of the fasting program was not to speak even. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with a complete and a simple method of fasting. And our fasting is that, alhamdulillah, we stay away from food, we stay away from consuming anything, and we stay away from sexual intercourse. Respected elders, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it very easy that we are allowed certain things and we are disallowed certain things. For example, in i'tikaf also, alhamdulillah, in the last 10 days when that takes place, and from now, brothers should make their mind up that we are going to sit for i'tikaf. Respected elders, and those who have not sat for i'tikaf in their lives, they should sit. And those who are repeatedly sitting, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward them again if they sit. They have realized the benefit of it. So those who have not sat, respected elders, you should make up your mind and try to sit for i'tikaf. There is a lot of benefit in it. And there is no such thing as strange things happen in the masjid during those days. Masjid is a very safe place, respected elders. Concerning the verse that I recited, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that fasting has been made obligatory upon you, just as it has been made obligatory upon those before you. And the purpose of fasting has been outlined, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, so that you become fearing, you become Allah fearing, you become conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. piety becomes your lot, righteousness becomes your lot. Maulana Idris Khadalvi Rahmatullah Alayhi in Marifatul Quran says that man has got two enemies. One is shaitan, and secondly, the carnal desires, the internal self, which wants to and prone towards evil. Shaitan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has specified him, aduun mubin, that he is our open enemy. And shaitan misleads the people in various forms and ways and means. It is stated in the hadith that in this month, the rebellious shayateen and jinnat, they are chained up. Then why does the person still sin in this month? The answer is very simple, respected elders, and very logical also, that if this fan here, which is moving, and its blades are moving swiftly round, if we have to put it off, if we have to put this fan off, those blades, they still move for a while. Why? Because there is some force behind it. Now you have put that force off, but those blades still move for a while. Then they slowly, slowly die off. Shaitan, he spins man, he spins the Muslim into sin and vice and evil for 11 months. So comes the 12th month when he is locked up, the Muslim, he takes his time to recover. Because he's still in the web of shaitan. Respected elders, so shaitan is one that we have to stay far from. And all his plots, his ploys, and his methods we should recognize that shaitan is coming in our way. Secondly, the carnal desire. That desire in man that moves him towards evil. And we should replace this during the month of Ramadan with all good things. Take out the evil, bring good. Take out the evil character and bring good personality. Take out enmity, hatred, jealousy, malice, greed, lust, passion, illegal passion. Take these things out from the heart. Take these things out from inside and cast it aside, throw it aside, shun it aside, and bring in good qualities. Humility, generosity, worrying about people, welfare, making Quran tilawat, making zikr, reciting the durood, and filling the masjid, striving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, smiling with people, helping people. And so sad to see, respected elders, that this is the second Friday of Ramadan, and Taraweeh Salat, we are standing with 4 saffs. Fajr Salat, we are standing with 2 saffs. Respected elders, our heart bleeds to say these things, but we have to say these things. And if I do not complain to you, who can I complain to? Respected elders, I address myself first, then you. Everything that I say. We should make our masajid abad, respected elders, a beautiful masjid. And if there is no one in it, then what is the value of the masjid? What is the purpose of the masjid? If we get a little tired in Taraweeh, respected elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward us. Maulana Idris Sahab says that the purpose of fasting, how to get piety, is to make sabr, to have patience. Patience at what? To control ourselves, to control our anger, to control our passion, to control our hatred, to control our malice, to control everything in us. And once we gain control over this, then we will become better people. Respected elders, what I would like to mention for this Friday also is that one aspect of the life of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam we tend to forget. And because we tend to forget it, we do not practice upon it. And that is simplicity. Respected elders, now Eid is going to come. People are going to buy. I am not against the shopkeepers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you more barakah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make you wealthy. And because your wealth comes back to us, to the madrasas, to the darul ulum, to the masjids. But as Muslims, respected elders, we should look at Sharia. It is not for us compulsory, obligatory to buy new clothing for Eid and to spend on the family new clothing and as a result going to debt. Thousands of rand, 400 rand per suit, 500 rand per outfit. Respected elders, in one Muslim wedding, every Muslim wedding, the amount of money spent on clothing, we can build a masjid. One small masjid we can build. I assure you this. Because they dress 2-3 times. And they will dress themselves. We are all guilty of this. Respected elders, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, daughter Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, she was in her home. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came and he knocked at the door. Hazrat Fatima said, "Who is there?" He said, "Your father Muhammad." Hazrat Fatima, daughter of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, beloved of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the apple of the eye of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, booty is coming in, wealth is flowing in. There is no shortage of funds. There is no shortage of funds in the Baitul Mal. The world is at his feet. He is being told by his daughter Fatima that, "Oh my father, pass in your shawl, pass in your cloth, pass in your shawl so I can cover myself adequately so that when you come, then my supper is closed." And today what is happening to us? Respected elders, 20 pair of clothing, 30 pair of clothing, same shoes, same socks and same hair in there. Blue color socks and blue color shoes and then blue color hair. And then we say, "Nah, I'm good Muslim." Respected elders, Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala, and he gets onto the minbar and he addresses the public and says that, "Isma'u wa ati'u, listen to me and follow me." One person stands up and says, "I'm not going to listen to you, forget following you." So why? What's the problem? He said, "You have got an extra piece of cloth on. Where did you get that cloth?" And he's the Amir al-Mu'mineen. He's the Khalifa of the time. He's the ruler of the empire. And he's the ruler of the biggest empire. And his son was present, Hazrat Abdullah. He says, "Explain to the person how I got this extra piece of cloth." And then the explanation was given. That Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, because it was Jummah time, and he did not have the pair of, he had washed his clothing. According to this, we gather that he had only one pair. He washed one of the pieces and he did not dry before Jummah, so he took another piece from his son, Abdullah, and used it. He took another piece from his son, Abdullah, and he used it. Respected elders, one person came to Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu and he observed that he was eating simple food. And nearby, there were people there who were eating fairly well and in fairly good comfort. The person asked us, "Oh Amir al-Mu'mineen, oh Ali, why do you eat simple food and those people are eating quite well?" He says, "I am the Amir al-Mu'mineen. I know I have got control over the public treasury, but this is my allowance. And the allowance allows me to eat this much. And those are the guests. Those are the guests of the state. They will be provided adequately from the state funds." Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, his wife says that the children in the home, their mouths have gone dry. There is bitterness in their mouth. And they are absolutely dry. "Can we not have some sweet dish in the house? Can I not save some money and have some sweet dish in the house?" He said, "Yes." After a few months, she gathered some money and she presented it to her husband, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and said that, "Can you purchase a sweet dish for us?" Respected elders, I think what we eat in one iftar, sahaba must have ate for a month. Respected elders, and still we complain and we go on for ourselves as if to say that we are climbing Mount Everest while fasting. Then he said, "Oh, Tarawih is too difficult. Fajr Rakat is too difficult. Fajr is too difficult." Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu went to the public treasury and he went to the treasurer and he said that, "This amount of wealth is extra. So cut my allowance. Cut my allowance. I can manage without this." So in our clothing, in our eating, in our dressing, and in our family, in our homes, especially elders, we must come down. We must cut the luxuries. We must cut all these things off. Before elections, I was of the opinion that we should cut it by 20%. I am now of the opinion, respected elders, that we should cut it more than 50%. I remember clearly when we were studying a book on jurisprudence called Hidayah, and when we were discussing the section on clothing, after the lesson I asked my ustaz, Mufti Sayyid Palampuri, that clothing, how many pairs a person must have? How many kurtas a person must have, in simple language? So he told me, you from Africa, you must have 3 pairs. So 3 pairs? He said, you come from that region where they got those washing machines. So you must wear one. If it gets dirty, put it in the washing machine. Especially the elders. So I told him, 3 pairs? He said, no, that is not reasonable. He said, no, 3 pairs is too much for you. And today what is happening with us? Respected elders, I address myself first. Lately, when I personally looked at my outfit, I saw that I got 8 kurtas. I said, no, I have to cut this down. So I gave 4 away, left with 4. Respected elders, this is our condition. You got 8 kurtas living in luxury. You got 4 kurtas living in luxury, respected elders. Our people got 20 pair of shoes, 30 kurtas. Then we want the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to come into the house. Respected elders, our homes must be such that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects us, if someone has to enter the home, he must look at the house and he must say, yeah, I think I must give something and go, and not take something and go. You understand what I say, respected elders? Once I was putting one curtain up in my house, there was a saintly person in my house. He passed away in Makkatul Mukarramah. He told me, you've got enough time in the world. So what do you mean? He said, you got enough time in the world to put up a curtain. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you some knowledge, and you wasting your time, you putting up curtains. Maulana Qasim Nanavati Rahmatullah Alayh, respected elders, that he had his clothing just kept in a corner. One day his wife, she bought one box, you know, on sanduq, one box for the bazaar, and brought it. She asked her, what's this box for? He said, I will put your kurtas in this box. He sighed and he said, today Islam's janaza is coming out of my house. Today the janaza of Islam is coming out of my house, and now putting my clothing into boxes. Respected elders, I appeal is, address myself again first, that we should be very simple in our life. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, it is famous that when he got onto the mimbar, his clothing had patches on. Respected elders, when he conquered Jerusalem, the people of Jerusalem said, the Muslims surrounded them and besieged them. They said, no, we do not want to fight with you, but we want to see your leader. We want to see your leader. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu came. It was one of the few occasions during his khilafat that he came out of Madinatul Munawwarah. Although Islam spread maximum in the time of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he never left Madinatul Munawwarah, his Darul Khilafah, his captain, his political captain. Respected elders, but that time he left. Why? Because those people in Jerusalem, to avoid a war, he went. And he went on a conveyance, riding. At times he should ride, at times his servant should ride. And when they approached Jerusalem, the condition and the scene was this, that he was in front, holding the reins of the animal on his right shoulder. And the sand, because it had rained, it was muddy. And he was wearing a lungi, and he had his left hand picking that lungi up. And his servant was on the conveyance, and he was proceeding like this towards the gates of Jerusalem. There the people of the scriptures, their religious scholars, were looking in their books. He said, now open the door. Open the door. And he went in, victorious, conqueror, no blood spilled, and took over Jerusalem. I asked him, why? He said, no, we were looking in the scriptures because we knew who is coming to conquer us. And we are looking for the condition
And these were the conditions written in our scriptures, that the person like this, the ruler would be this, the Khalifa would be this. He had no atom bomb in his head. But he had akhlaq, he had iman, and he had the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in front. That was the bomb for them. When they saw the simplicity, one person came to visit Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu and seen him sleeping under the tree. Asked him, what is it? He said, no, this is the ruler. Hazrat Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, respected elders, repeatedly comes in the hadith that his pillow was made of the date leaves. So this aspect of Islam, this aspect of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, simplicity, respected elders, appealing that bring simplicity into our homes, bring simplicity into our eating, into our drinking, because politically too, it will benefit us in this country. And when we are simple, it will be easy for us to project Islam. At the moment we are sitting here, we are steeped in luxury, we are drowning in wealth of our own, and we are in comfort, and then we are to preach Islam. And the ones who are receiving this Islam say, how can we accept this Islam? This is chandelier Islam. This is a luxury Islam. This is difficult Islam. But if we are down to earth, and if we are simple, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant us force in our propagation, in our preaching, in our outlook, and in our attitude, and in our mentality. So respected elders, in retrospect, that this might be Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it's very easy. And one more appeal, and on Sunday when I speak in this masjid, I'll be speaking on Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi after Zuhr, I'll be making the same appeal again. In the whole month I'm making this appeal to respected elders, in this month, because hearts are soft, then why don't we start eating on the floor? To eat on the floor is sunnah. Why don't we bring this sunnah alive in our homes? It's easy. We are rulers of our homes. We are the captains of the ship. And if we can bring this sunnah of eating on the floor, the respected elders in this month, then in the following months we can carry on with this. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to practice deen, to preach deen. And also, we should make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us rain. The causes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stopping rain are coming clearly in the hadiths. When Muslims do not give zakat, when there is adultery and fornication rife, and when there is sin and disobedience rife, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala withholds the rain. So we should pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Ya Allah grant us rain and grant us good conditions. Wa akhiru da'wana, alhamdulillah, rabbil alamin.